There's so much space there, so much white. Each poem is like an island. We are invited to explore it if we wish, but we can, if we prefer, simply relax in the space around it. If I had it my way, all books would contain poetry. I hate the feeling of opening a book and being faced with a novel, say. Disgusting, confusing swathes of dense text, charting the inconsequential lives of made-up guys. You have no idea how disappointed I am when I infiltrate a book and I find that instead of verse, it's stories, or recipes, or porn, or lists of businesses' phone numbers, or things to colour in. I once opened a book and found it to be full of diagrams and instructions. I hated that. I threw it across the room with great force, and my lover had to duck. Sometimes we'll lose the page turns in something called post-production. So imagine my delight when I was approached by a man in his 30s. Well-spoken and smartly dressed, he sat me down, bought me a plateful of oil-drenched English breakfast food, and proposed that he publish a collection of my poems. I honestly couldn't believe it. I told him I thought he was teasing me, and he assured me that no, he was not. He had been exposed to my poetry and wanted it to find a wider audience. I still didn't believe him, and ultimately a waitress had to come over and placate me because I was waving a tomato in the guy's face and shouting at him, loudly referring to the situation as a fucking wind-up. I ordered another black coffee and allowed the man to speak. His suggestion was that we dip into my wealth of poems, drag some out, and stuff them in a book. I nodded, mopped up some grease with some bread, and did him the courtesy of listening to his proposal in full. You may not know, but in meetings such as these, it is the responsibility of the man in his 30s to foot the bill, so I ordered another black coffee as he set out his ideas for the collection. Once or twice I referred to it as an anthology, and each time he would quietly correct me and say that it was a collection. I asked him what the difference was, and he said that an anthology is what the great poets like Rupert Brooke and Robbie Burns and Wordsworth would have. This is much more of a collection. I just thought, who cares, a book's a book. We left on good terms. I shook his hand and ordered one more full English. He settled up and drifted off into the morning. And then I sat back down at my plastic table and started sifting through my poems. The collection comprises some 300 of my first 1,200 poems. They have been hand-picked and sploshed onto pages by a paid designer. They range in size, length and theme, and, by and large, don't rhyme. This is because I have no mind for rhyming. Indeed, the fact that I have...